Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Today is August the 1st, 2022. The first week of August, a day that we have never seen. A new day to us. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning. You can mute your phones and feel free to claim, rejoice, agree, amen, and whatsoever as prayer of being prayed. So this morning, I'm giving an opportunity to those. I'm not looking for long prayers. It don't matter. And don't worry about what you're praying or who's listening. Everyone we pray, we always pray to God. We're not praying to one another. We pray for people. So right now, Linda Taylor, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Could you lead us with a song, please, and you follow by a prayer?
Yes,
please.
I will.
And good morning.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul. This morning I just come to you, Lord, with praise in my heart. Lord, I thank you for another day, a day I've never seen before, Lord. And woke up in my right mind, thanking you for your grace and your mercy this day. I lift my brothers and sisters up this morning on a prayer line, asking you to meet our needs for healing. It might be for a financial blessing. It might just be to let go and let God. But whatsoever it is, we know you got it because your word says so. Lord, I ask that you send ministering angels to the brokenhearted and downtrodden. Use us first, Lord, for your word says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Help us to go into the highways and byways by sending cards because of the trying times with COVID. The nation up to the Heavenly Father. Because God says, pray for those who have authority over us. And it's also located in the Old Testament, Leviticus. Excuse me, I lost the verse. But it's also located in Leviticus, telling us to love our neighbors. Lord, I lift up the President of the United States. Says in your word, pray for those who have authority over us. We ask that you would touch his body. For he has COVID for the second time, Lord. But the devil is a lie. We claim total healing for him. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would touch the viruses that have been coming, coronavirus, now the monkeypox. Lord, you know all about these diseases. This is not new to you, and you're able. And we're trusting you, Lord Jesus, that the scientists will come up with something, and we will follow the instructions. that we may be healed. Lord Jesus, we ask that you touch the politicians, Lord. Help them work together. Put aside politics, but let the House of Representatives and the Senate work together and give the devil a black eye. Lord, we take care and thinking and doing your word. These people in the House, they have authority. They are working for the president. So please keep them lifted up. Lord Jesus, we ask that you give us ideals and help us, Lord Jesus, to be conscious of the guns. I pray that they find a way to get rid of these high-tech guns that are killing so many people. Lord Jesus, we love you. We praise you. And we know that you're able to do all things perfectly well if we follow instructions. So, Lord, we give this day to you, trusting you, leaning on you, and know it's done. So we rejoice in you, Lord. Amen.
Hey, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Linda, for that song and that prayer. Do we have another that have a song?
With doubt, this is Sister Gladys this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Gladys.
Without God, I could do nothing. Without Him, I would fail. Because without God, my whole life would be worthless, like a shield without a sail. I came to God as I were, all bruised and stained within. But without God, my whole life would be worthless, like a shield without a sail.
And I thank God just for that song on my heart. I thank God for a spirit of just to pray and praise Him, for a mouth to speak, for eyes to see Him, because He woke me up this morning. So I just appreciate Him for all that He is and all the things that He's done, the things that He's doing, and the things that He's about to do in the lives of His people, and that we decrease so He can increase in our lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves to Him this morning, and we change our trajectory, our direction. If we're not going in the right direction, allow the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us to where we need to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Is there another with a song? Okay. Today, I'm opening up for prayer. Those newcomers or those that haven't prayed or those that just want to pray, God is not looking for long prayers. But if you do, that's fine. But God, you know, step out on the limb and pray, whether it's just 2 minutes, 1 minute, because you're praying to God. Even if you're saying the same thing the person before you said, but it's going to God. So, it's not about us on the line. It's all about God. So are there another who's willing to pray this morning?
Yes, good morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Go ahead, continue. There was a lady that was starting to pray.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sir.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for being here this morning on this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We ask that you bless our pastor, Lord God, and the visionary of this line, O Lord God, Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, and all the saints, O Lord God, for God and not robbery to come, O Lord God, to the hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to help us to worship you, Lord God, to stand in the gap, O Lord God. We ask that you would bless, O Lord God. We thank you for a wonderful weekend, Lord God. We thank you for keeping, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracles that you work so great, O Lord God. Is this then like you, Lord God? Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the miracle. Finally had word and heard that children had located my son Rodrick, O Lord God, and he's out there in California doing well, O Lord God. I pray, O Lord God, that you continuously bless him and keep him, O Lord God. We thank you for the revival time that we had, O Lord God, and all the people of God that came and attended the conference, O Lord God, of the revivals, O Lord God, and the wisdom that was displayed, O Lord God, lifting up the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the souls that were saved, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you would touch the weather, O Lord God, that they are forecasting all this heat and for these next few days, O Lord God. Look on the fire in California, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, touch our children, O Lord God, and prepare their minds and their body, O Lord God, to return back to school in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you continuously bless the teachers, O Lord God, and make the schools safe, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to hold up Jim Miller, Minister Jim Miller, Lord God, and husband Ben, O Lord God, and the Gibson family, O Lord God, as she ventures back out, O Lord God, back into the work world, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement with every prayer. We stand in the gap in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you. But it's time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Is there another that would like to pray this morning?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B., and I thank God this morning for today. So, Lord, we just thank you for this hour of power of prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you are the mighty God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. The King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. Oh, Lord, today, because there is nothing better than knowing you, God. Thank you, Lord, today that you hasten your word to perform it, oh, God. Your word will not go out and return to you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, oh, God. So we thank you for what Jesus did in coming down from heaven. He gave his life so that we can have life and life more abundantly, Lord. We thank you for Jesus and what he did and of the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us. Teach us all that we need to know. We thank you, Father, today for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the angels, oh God, that you have dispatched. Thank you for the angels that give messages. Some are warring. Some are protecting. There are different kinds of angels. And we appreciate all that you have done with the angels, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise your name, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are forgiven and we realize that we must die daily to sin, and we come, Lord, asking for forgiveness, oh God, for any thoughts or deeds that came into our lives that was not pure, that was not clean. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I thank you, Lord, today for healing, oh God, healing of bodies today, Father. There are those who have sicknesses and diseases, oh God, and those who are feeling terrible in their minds, oh God. And we decree this morning that the minds of Christ, oh God, that those who are depressed, oh God, will begin to have a sense of joy, oh God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God, and with joy we draw water from the wells of salvation. My God, my God, I pray that the healing spirit will take over right now. Those who are suicidal, oh God, we bind up that demon of murder in people's lives today, this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that those minds will be fresh, oh God, that those minds will will be renewed, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. So we say, heal today, O God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, we shall be saved. But thou art our praise, O God, those who may have high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, O God, those who have arthritic conditions, O God, we pray for healing and destroying of the pain, O God, that people are experiencing from sinus conditions, O God, migraine headaches, O God. We just pray, God, today that you heal today, Father, that people reach out and touch you, O God. Reach out and touch the hem of your garment, just like the woman who had the issue of blood, O God, because we know that there is healing in the name of Jesus, healing in the stripes of Jesus. So we thank you for this healing this morning. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank each and every one of you for those prayers. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to spend a couple of minutes, little time, well, whatever lets your heart. We're not going to petition God for anything at this time. What we're going to do is we all going to unmute our phones, and we're going to give God praise for what we're looking for, what we've done, what we see him do for others. Whatever you got to praise God for, everybody unmute your phones and open your mouth and just let's give him praise, because he deserves praises. He loves praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just thank you for people willing to participate on this prayer line, Lord. Lord, I just pray and thank you for your presence here on the prayer line this morning, your presence in our home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, each and every day. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Your presence in our home, Lord. Wherever we go, Lord, you're there with us. And I just glorify you, Lord. Oh, yes, for your faithfulness, Lord. You're not forsaking us, Lord. Turning your back on us, on me, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just praise you for being able to get my heart, give me care, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The air condition, the conditions, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just praise you, Lord, for loving me unconditionally, Lord. God, praise you for who you are and what you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I praise you for the phone, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I praise you for your light shining on me, Heavenly Father, and through me, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you for your comfort, Lord, that you comfort me in time of need, Lord. I just praise you for doing things for me without me even asking, Lord, and preparing things for me in advance, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I praise you, Lord, for all the letters you wrote for people or myself through me. Detectives. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, I praise you for being able to walk. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise you for your discernment, the discernment that I have, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just praise you for being with me every step I take, every breath that I make. Hallelujah, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just praise you for family, Lord. I praise you for Willie May healing, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. For April and custody of Alan, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I praise you for my trip that's already paid up to Connecticut. Hallelujah. It's all because of you, Lord. All because of you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you for people you put in my path, Lord, to help me with my walk. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I thank you and praise you for the peace that you instilled in me, Heavenly Father. The patience that you instilled in me, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. For your, I praise you for the, your power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just praise you for the anointing. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord. I praise you for the fight that I say, Lord. That you gave me, that you I just praise you, Lord, for all you're doing in my life that I am aware of, all that you are doing in my life that I am not aware of, Almighty God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah, thank you, Father. Oh, yes.
I'm going to adore you.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank everyone. Oh, yes.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank everyone for the praises that have went up. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank everyone for the prayers they have went up. The scripture for this week, August the 1st, 2022, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So right now, everyone, you can mute your phone. Return your phone to mute. Make sure your phones are on mute. Okay, thank you, thank you. And again, good morning to everyone who might have joined a little later after I greeted. But again, a scripture for the week of August the 1st, 2022 is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. And it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So today what we have to focus on when you don't know. And it relates to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. We all have situations that we don't see how they're going to work out. We do our best to find a solution, but there are some things God doesn't want us to know. He has the solution. But if he shows you right now, it wouldn't take any faith. If you can see the provision, the healing, or the favor that he's going to bring, it would be easy to believe. The test comes when we don't have the answer. Thoughts tell us, how are you going to make it after you retire? What if your health doesn't improve? Sometimes there is no logical solution. The more we try to reason it out, the more discouraged we get. This is what faith is all about. You don't have to come up with a plan. You have to be comfortable not knowing. Sometimes we think it's a lack of faith to say, I don't know. Take the pressure off. God knows. He has you in the palms of his hands. He will direct your steps. So we have to have to keep the faith. We have to allow God to do his thing. Yeah, so what I want to share with you now is, we have to trust in God, walking by faith, you know. So again, 3, 5, or 6, like I said, trust in the Lord all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let me read you this little story. Growing up in the mountains of North Carolina, we regularly received heavy snowfall. During one of these stormy events, my father felt led to go check on an elderly neighbor. I went with him, but the snow was so deep and my legs were so short, it made it very hard to walk. Dad told me to walk directly behind him and to step in the footprints that he made in the snow. As we approached our neighbor's house, I decided to take a shortcut. Once I stepped into the deep snow and out of the path my father had made, I was no longer able to walk. My father quickly came to rescue and put me back on the path he had made for me. This is a picture of my walk with Christ. Instead of following Christ's will for my life, I chose a different path. Just like in the storm, in the snowstorm, I quickly realized that my way was not the better way. In those moments, all I could do was confess, repent, and allow him to come to my rescue and put me back on the path he had made for me, following him, following Christ. Perhaps that's where you found yourself in spiritual walk, in your spiritual walk. Are you leaning on your own knowledge and desire, failing to surrender to Christ, lead, and follow him? In this case, confess it and make the necessary changes. God wants to guide your life, but he also wants you to acknowledge him and trust his lead. Dear Lord, we confess there have been many times when we believe we knew the best plan for our life. Forgive us and help us to trust in you fully. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have to continue allowing God to lead us and not, depend on our own decision, desire, or want, because God knows everything. And he's our Father, and he wants what's best for us. So right now, what we finna do, I hope you got something out of that. Right now, what we're going to do is give your name, get the name of those on the line and those who are willing to give their name. Give your name. If you have a prayer request, testimony, praise report, unmute your phone and give it at this time. Oh, I have a prayer request. Linda, I just want y'all to know that Linda Taylor is my cousin, and she's been with us about 2 weeks. And Linda, I just appreciate you joining us. And thank you again. Okay, and I want to pray. We have a cousin named Rabina, and she's in Florida. And Rabina, she's been having illness for a couple of years. She hadn't been able to make any family reunions in about 3 years. And so her family is thinking that she might not make it because she had been having to have assistance. And I know God's will be done in this situation. So and I'm going to ask y'all to join me when y'all doing y'all praise at night or whenever. Let's just praise God for her healing. So that would be a miraculous miracle or testimony. So if his will is for, if that's his will, but let's praise God for her healing. Let's walk by faith and not by sight. So next, give your name, prayer request, testimony, praise report, or just give your name.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys again. I have a police report, and I was I had got on, and I shared with everyone about my sister Mary Wright. And now that, you know, it was like last week, I was talking to her, and I didn't hear the sounds in her voice that was there before. And I asked her, well, how are you feeling? She said, oh, I'm feeling good. So I just want to thank God for his healing, no matter how he does it. And, you know, so I just want to thank God for the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. I want to thank everyone who, you know, stood in agreement with me on that. And I also want to keep my nephew James in prayer, continually in prayer, and just thanking God, you know, that he, hallelujah, will just have that one moment to have clarity in his mind, you know, to come back, you know, as a believer, hallelujah, that God draw him back and that he will repent, but praying that God give him the mind to want to come back and speak to him, and that with the anger and stuff that he has inside of him. So I'm just thanking God for the victory in that situation, and I'm thanking God for my family members. I'm still seeing changes. No matter what comes my way, I know God is doing what I ask him to do, and pray my strength in the Lord, hallelujah, that God continue to show me the direction in which he want me to do and prepare that path for me to where I am going, and it be confirmed in Jesus' name. So thank you, everyone, for listening.
Amen, amen.
Good morning. This is Lois. I just thank and praise God for another day. And I would like to give him the praise for my sister, Willa Mae. I had her for 3 weeks, and she went back home on yesterday. And we've been praying for her for quite a while. But I can see an improvement in her, you know, in her move. But her short-term memory is, you know, very short. And I ask for prayer for her, you know, short-term memory. And sometimes she get confused, but not like she used to. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers. They've been going up for her. You know, I'm just looking for a miracle for her to get her short-term memory back and she be back on track. But I thank and praise God that she's doing as well as she is. Everybody have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. Amen.
Thank you, Father. You have started good work, O Lord God. You will perform it, O Lord God, to completion. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Excuse me. Is someone that has the noise in the background, if you can't turn the noise down, mute your phone until it's time for everybody to come back in again. We're doing prayer questions and testimonies right now. So, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, hallelujah. Apostle Austin, one son for my children, all of them, and even the ones with the kidneys and everything, the grandchildren, even the great-grands, that God just bless them in Jesus' name. We have a new great-grand son. Keep us in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne. I thank God for letting me see. My birthday this year, and
Amen.
My birthday was Saturday, and turned 60. And I just thank God for everything he's been doing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise.
Good morning.
My name is
Annie Brown, and I'm just saying thank you to being able to get up this morning and listen to the morning word. And I just ask for everyone to continue to pray for me and my family. Things are going real good. I am a living testimony. I had a stroke, and I'm doing excellent. And I just thank everyone for praying for me during that time and just continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen.
Okay, amen.
Lord, hallelujah.
Good morning, Annie. It's Galastica. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, good morning and happy new month, everybody. It's Galastica. I just thank God for being here and for the prayers and the praises and the words of encouragement this morning. And I'm excited for this new month. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I have a prayer request. My grandson, he's 7 and he started back to school, and school started back today, and he's got a new school, so let's just pray that God be with him as he goes to school, and God gives him the ability to, the desire to want to learn and make good grades and just fit well in that new school. So, Pastor Mom moves, and she's a little nervous too, so God be with her also. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking prayer. Could I go to the doctor today to check on my kidneys? And I'm asking prayer that my kidneys be fine.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good
morning again, everybody. Just want to request prayer for Frank. That is my sister's husband. He needs his eyes, canceled his appointment when he went last week. So he just needs to get something set up. So we're going to pray for Frank's eyes to be healed.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Praise God.
Any more prayer requests? Testimony, praise report? Just want to give your name. Okay. Pastor Darlene, I know you need time, but before we finish up, after prayer requests and stuff, let's give Yvonne saying happy birthday to Yvonne.
Okay.
So anybody else, prayer requests, testimony, praise report, or you just want to give your name? Okay.
Amen.
Okay, let's go ahead and sing happy birthday to Sister Yvonne so that I won't forget at the end. So we got that, and I had put that down on my book. So let's go ahead and sing happy birthday.
Amen.
My finances also this morning.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, okay. I have one more thing I want to share. I just want to let you all know, Pastor Biden was a guest speaker for delivering the message for Pine Street Baptist Church. And I was able to attend, and it was an awesome message. I know some of y'all want to be there and wasn't able because you live out of state. So I just want y'all to know it was on fire. And thank you for bringing that message yesterday, Pastor Bundy.
All right, and thank you for being there, Sister Marie. you and your neighbor. We appreciate you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to share as I have been doing. And then when I finish with this concerning the mass shooting and binding up these demonic spirits, we're going to pray for these requests that have been presented this morning. We're going to do all of that towards the end of the prayer time. So just knowing that we have a God who is magnificent, he sees everything. He knows everything. He knows people who are out there right now plotting to do harm. But we know that God is the one we can depend on to protect us, to help us, to even stop some of these things that are happening. In fact, yesterday there could have been a mass shooting. A man, one of the professors in one of our colleges here, just began to shoot his gun. One person got killed, but it could have been worse than that. I mean, he was just randomly doing this. So we thank the Lord for that we have to pray. And one of the scriptures that I really like that I will probably say often is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 18. And it says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. So, you know, as we're praying today, we're just going to make a declaration that there will be no more violence in our land. We will not hear of that in our land, and that we're going to pray for the Lord to break every chain of violence and murder that has bound the inhabitants of our cities and caused it to be a breeding ground for bloody crimes. We know that there are young people out there who have these initiations in these gangs. We are seeing people doing drug deals and people getting shot as a result of that, and then just randomly shooting folks up. But we know that God is the one who can deliver our nation. We're going to bind up the spirits connected to murder and those bloodthirsty spirits that are out there. We know that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this present world, against the wicked in high places. And when we talk about the high places, we think about in the heavenly realm, in the airwaves that we are living in. The devil himself is the prince of the power of the air, but we have authority because Jesus gave us authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And so we're going to also pray and bind up those people who want to avenge the death of those who have already passed on. And we pray also for the healing of the families who have lost their loved ones, those people down in Uvalde, Texas. That was a very horrible, crazy situation down there. So those children are struggling, and the families are struggling. So as we're praying to bind up murder, we're going to pray. Let's pray that God will heal the hurt and the pain that many of these people are experiencing as a result of their loved ones being killed in that shooting down there. Not just that one, but, you know, all across the nation. Just pray that God will heal the hurt and the pain, that people can't understand how this happened to their family members. So we're going to read another script verse. It's in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, verse number 1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So as we're praying for God to deliver our nation, pray that people will make a decision to surrender to Jesus, to ask for forgiveness, and that our leaders of our nations will stop the foolishness that we see happening on a daily basis, that they will do right by the people of the country. We want to pray that prayer too. I mean, there's so many aspects of what we need to pray about for this nation that we live in, for the people who live here. We know that God is absolutely a wonderful God. He's across the land. He's everywhere, and that he knows all the things that need to happen. So we're going to pray that God will help our leaders of our nation, and that we will be the ones that will hear of what God has done. We won't hear of everything, but we know that God will reveal to us that our prayers are not in vain. Luke chapter 21, 36 says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, Son of Man. So it says to pray always. We're going to continue these prayers. And God has given us the authority through his word to see change come in the nation that we're living in. We know that our nation has turned away from God. Some of the rules that they're putting in places, some of the laws that they have put out there are contrary to the word of God. And some of them are just causing people to be able to, like in my state, they have fixed it where you don't have to have a background check. You can just go get a gun. You can just, you don't have to have a permit to carry. And so that just gives people a license to kill, a license to do what they want to do. But God in his ultimate power and his eminent knowledge can help us even, I mean, there are other states that already have that in place. So we're just going to pray that God will help us in this state that we live in. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I know Texas has the same situation, and just other places around the nation, that God will help the people not to be able to kill and take people's lives. So as we're praying, and I heard someone saying that we want to pray for the children as they go back to school. So we're going to pray for them that they are protected as they're traveling to the schools, they come back from the school, while they're in the school, and while they're even in their homes preparing to go to school. So we're going to come back in, and we're going to begin to pray once again for the situations that have been presented this morning in the prayer request, and also for the nation, for God to bring peace, to keep the peace here across the land. Amen? So let us pray.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together, agreeing with one another, praying in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, you heard each and every prayer request that went up, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 and those that may be called out, we pray, Heavenly Father, before we even finish this, Lord. Lord, that's who you are, Lord. You are protector, Lord. You are. A healer, Heavenly Father. Yes, you are. You are provider, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are protector, Heavenly Father. You are way maker, Father. Yes, you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. And we claim it all, Lord. We know what each and every one of us need, even if we didn't. Even if we did not ask or request, Lord, and pray that you fit each and every one of our needs, touch our needs, our wants, our goals, our dreams, our heart's desire. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm praying for the rain, the building. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. I'm praying for each and everyone on this prayer line, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying that you expose the man that got the knee package out of her. In front of our house, that the deliver man put there, expose that guy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. There is no one like you, Lord. No one can do all the things that you can do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. In the name of Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Comfort Rabina family members, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them comfort, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Just the virgins of family, Lord, who went home to be with God, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just pray that you continue preparing stuff for us in advance, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, as you've been doing, Lord. Continue on our own, Lord. Be anointing us, Heavenly Father. Put more of the Holy Spirit in us, Almighty God. Yes,
unlimited trust in God, have faith in God.
And so we're going to also continue to pray for our family members who are not saved, that they will repent of their sins and make Jesus their Lord. Our scriptures for this fast are Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That is also the scripture of the week. And then Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Praise the Lord. So we're right here at the top of the hour. We're about to close. And I thank God for all the prayers. And I decree this morning that all these prayers are covered with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. And we make our declaration because we know that when we decree a thing, it shall be established and the light of God shall shine upon our way. We send back to the sender these words that have been spoken against us because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will, that the Lord will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, the great army that the Lord has sent among us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree that our families are blessed and that they are serving the Lord in spite of what they're doing right now. We're believing in the future that they will look so much better because they will be serving God. I decree that we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that the devil is under our feet and that we are able to pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. I decree the wickedness in high places is destroyed and showers of blessings are upon our lives daily. I decree that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, loving each other, loving those who are hard to love, loving the enemies against us, and believe that when we are loving people, that they will be loved so much that they will understand that they need to come to Jesus Christ and receive him as Savior and as King. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. We will be here at the same time from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the morning. So everybody have a beautiful day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.